is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Supreme Court, the administrative state, these are large, large concepts. And I go to Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing in his column Wonderland, to say how these two matters have met in the case of West Virginia versus Environmental Protection Agency, recently decided 6-3 by the majority, led by Chief Justice John Roberts. Dan, what does the West Virginia case tell us about the Supreme Court's opinion about the administrative state? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, let me quickly say to your viewers, don't worry. I understand that when the words Environmental Protection Agency are heard, people sort of head for the dial. In fact, last week's two decisions, the first was the big decision overturning Roe v. Wade, Dobbs. As I wrote in my column, that's about a single issue, abortion. This one, West Virginia versus the Environmental Protection Agency, went to the heart of the government's, the bureaucracy's ability to set rules outside of legislatures, which they had been doing, boy, going back since at least the 1960s, the 1970s. The whole idea of doing this began indeed with FDR and his brain trust and the progressives of the 1920s. The idea was that American society was becoming industrialized. It was very complex. It was too complex for mere voters to figure out. And so the politicians need guidance from experts to show them the way through things like commerce, utilities, drug regulation, and the rest of it. And what the Supreme Court did last week in this big decision was say to all of those agencies that have been grinding away rules for, oh boy, over 100 years maybe, you cannot overstep your bounds. You need more explicit authorization from Congress to do things like expand the reach of the Clean Air Act beyond, say, the circle of utilities. You can't just sort of wave your hand and say that all instruments or buildings in the country outputting CO2 have to be brought under metrics designed by the EPA. This is a big deal, John. Every Democratic administration is filled with economists and lawyers. Obamacare was a perfect example of specialists who have really quite captured the healthcare industry for years, creating a legislative morass that few people understood. It bogged down, and the Republicans sort of felt they had no alternative but to simply vote against the whole thing. And what I'm trying to argue in this piece is that the Supreme Court has done our system a favor with this decision, which is to say, put politics back into a lot of these enormous questions that so affect so many people's lives, so many people's livelihoods, and get some of this sorted out inside the Congress and inside the state legislatures, rather than concealing it inside the bureaucracies.
As I understand, Dan, the Supreme Court, not just this court, courts for some time, are disposed to defer to the legislature always and not to reverse the legislature. And this decision suggests that this court says this belongs with the legislature. It is the representative of the people, not the courts. That's very simple. Is that part of the debate now, that the legislature is not adequate to make these decisions? Does anybody extend their unhappiness by saying we need experts because you can't trust Congress?
Well, that is the liberal progressive argument for sure, that you can't trust Congress or Congress is hopeless. But Justice Gorsuch has said in this decision, in a concurrence, and he has been saying in decisions for the last couple of years, in effect, look, don't come running to us, the Supreme Court, or the courts to solve all of these difficult problems. That's why you have a legislature. That's why we have elections. You should be running on some of these issues and trying to work them out in the political arena. And the argument that that politics, the people, are simply not educated, informed enough to make these decisions is indeed something that has carried the day for decades. There was a Supreme Court decision called Chevron, which came to be known as Chevron deference, which suggested that the courts had to show deference to the regulatory bodies and the rules they set, because presumably they knew their subject better than anyone. This decision goes a long way towards mitigating or thwarting the idea that we should each and every time show deference to basically what this Ronald Reagan always used to say, unelected bureaucrats.
Associate Justice Elena Kagan appears to acknowledge that this is the debate. You quote her saying that this decision, West Virginia, is your language, but the majority.
Well, she called it an anti-administrative state
right,
agenda.
Exactly. That's exactly what you're saying is the case, and she recognizes it. So this is bare knuckles. Now, nobody's hiding behind metaphor.
Yeah, well, those were fighting words for sure. Nothing could be more fundamental to the modern liberal idea than the so-called administrative state, as it came to be known. And I have to say, John, could you think of any better way to endow a phenomenon with this much power than to call it, quote, the administrative state? What could sound more innocuous, more plain vanilla? And it has been running people's lives all over the country. And I'll quickly add, it is well known that companies and people have been moving out of California to Texas and to Nevada. It is an extraordinary migration that has been taking place out of California. And the reason is because of the administrative state in California, making it impossible for people to sustain a living in that state. This is a very powerful decision.
I want to acknowledge you mentioned Texas, and that reminds me, because we're all waiting for SpaceX to launch Starship and Super Heavy, that the Boca Chica site itself has now been qualified by the administrative state. Months and months and months were of delay because the FAA and other attendant bodies were making decisions about wildlife passages near the rocket site. Now, I'm not speaking to the terms. I'm just saying we were waiting for the next step to Mars because of the administrative state, and there was no humor about it, Dan. It was seen as routine that if you do anything in America these days, you must wait for Washington to speak out. Now, does this decision by the court tell the administrators of the administrative state that they're going to have to answer, or do they push on regardless, knowing they have the cover of at least one major party?
Well, they will push on, but nonetheless, this Supreme Court decision is real, and they and their governments across the country are going to have to contend with it. You can't simply ignore these decisions, and I think it's going to have a real effect on the policymaking process going forward. It's an extraordinarily big deal, and legislatures are going to have to themselves become expert in things like climate and transportation and utilities and the internet. Their job, you know, they're going to have to do the job that a lot of people thought they were elected to do, and not simply rely on people down at the state capitol to figure it all out for them. The Supreme Court has said enough of that.
Daniel Henniger is the deputy editor of the editorial page of The Wall Street Journal, writing in his column Wonderland about a decision at the Supreme Court that will be in the news again, West Virginia versus Environmental Protection Agency. I'm John Batchelor.